What's going on, guys? Thanks for checking out Black Diamond Guns of Gear. I'm Josh.
Oh, I'm Josh. Hey, how's it going?
I'm Brandon.
And we are here with another episode of 7-6 Tuesday. This is episode 9. And I didn't know what episode it was when we were doing this, so now I know it's 9.
Episode 9? We've been doing it that long?
Yeah, we got 9 episodes in.
Damn.
Pretty long. You know, we've been at this for years, so. Dude, we got a bunch of stuff done today. Today we went out to the range and got a lot of videos done. And I don't want to spoil them for you, but I have to show you what we got in.
Fun videos. Yeah. Is that right, Brandon?
Oh, Brandon, yeah. What was your question earlier?
Are we ready for it yet?
We might as well before we get into this.
What was my question?
You said you wanted to know a question and I said save for a podcast.
Oh, boobies.
What now?
No.
No, go ahead, Brandon.
You prefer fake boobies over real boobies?
I'm going to be real honest with you. I ain't had a girl with fake boobies before.
I just meant like in general.
Like how they look?
Yeah.
I don't think it really matters. The reason why I say that is because, like, I mean, they're boobs.
I'm going to be honest with you. If they're in front of me or they're in my hands, they're real.
Still boobs.
Don't matter if they're fake. They're still real to me.
Yeah.
just being honest with you.
Yeah. I prefer all natural, man. Swing low, sweet chariots. Swing low,
yep. I got them in my hands. I don't care if they're that big. Don't matter. They're real. Okay.
Anyway, so stuff we got on this week is really cool. We got us 2 pistols in that we did 2 videos on today, or a video piece on each one. Go ahead and break them out there, Josh. Josh Awa.
Wait, that actually could have been part of the booby conversation when you said break them out there.
Oh, yeah. Break them out and let us see them. Guys, right after this, we are getting ready to do Tundra There's Tactical.
The first one.
Okay.
It's like I pulled it out of an evidence bag.
Yep.
Hopefully not.
We were provided these pistols by Smoky Mountain Guns and Ammo here in Sevierville, Tennessee. We are not in Sevierville, but they are in Sevierville. And we're really close to them. So if you are within the area of Sevierville, Tennessee, I would suggest checking out Smoky Mountain Guns and Ammo because they're awesome. They always have the coolest new stuff in. And they always like let us take it and play with it, fondle it. And get to know it real good. What's that one?
The Ruger.
Okay. So this one here, we have the Smith & Wesson. I don't know if y'all can see that. You probably can't real good. Unless I put it in the light right there. This is the Smith & Wesson. This is the Smith & Wesson
you sound
Shield.
Like Mike Tyson. That's what I was
about to Smith say. & Wesson, guys.
Smith & Wesson.
This is the Smith & Wesson Shield Plus. The cool thing about the plus here is that it actually takes kind of like a new double stack magazine. New ones that they just came out with. I think we talked about this on the last podcast, but we just showed you online because we didn't have them in our hands. Now we got them in our hands. Anyway, this one takes 12 plus 1.
All right.
Makes it 13 capacity with basically the exact same size as the shield was before. Except for the frame is a little bigger.
No.
What?
That's 13 plus 1.
Oh, okay. So it's 14.
Yeah.
13 in mag, 14 with 1 in the chamber.
Man, and, you need to learn how to count.
Man, I can't count. Hard.
2 plus 1 is 4, 5. Anywhere.
That's you have a calculator on your smartphone.
That's like common sense math now. They're trying to make it, you know, where math is racist.
What?
You didn't see that?
No, that can't be real.
That is an absolute real thing. There was a girl on CNN talking about it. She was basically saying that math is racist. I can't believe y'all haven't seen that yet.
No.
That's how stupid.
I don't watch CNN.
I don't watch CNN either, but I saw it
on fake news.
I saw it on like Instagram and shit. Like, that's how stupid these people are actually becoming. I didn't really listen to the whole thing. I just know that they said math is racist. And I was like, I ain't watching that shit.
Dude, half the shit that they talk about that they say is racist or whatever their reasoning
like
is
taking
for canceling something.
Taking Aunt Jemima off the fucking butter, the syrup thing. It's a company.
Yeah. If anything, it's giving Aunt Jemima a job.
Or the Uncle Ben's rice or whatever. They're taking that shit off there, too.
I think Uncle Ben's Spider-Man's uncle.
I did see the other day, you got the Land O'Lakes butter.
Yeah, the Indian.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they doing something with her, too?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. They took the Indian off of it. They took the Indian off the butter and left the land. So
it's just called
Land.
Well,
Land Lakes.
If you think about it, that's what they already did to the Indians.
Lakes?
They took the Indians out of the land and took the land.
I mean, what the hell does
true
butter?
It's like, fuck hell, we're going to put you on a reservation.
Half of the shit that they're coming out with, man, it's just like,
that's just so damn stupid.
They have to be just like,
just straight up.
They have to be just like, what else can we do? Oh yeah, okay. This has a black person.
Yeah, it's like they're looking for shit.
Yeah,
they're just looking. It doesn't make any damn sense.
I wish I just somewhere Google, Instagram, somewhere somebody type in "math is racist" and I guarantee that shit will pop up
on it.
But anyway, this is Smith and. Why can I not say this?
This is the best thing ever. This is the best podcast we ever could have filmed today.
This is the Smith and Wesson Shield Plus. 13 round plus one in the chamber, 14 rounds in this thing, and another 10 rounder that has one in the chamber. It makes it 11. So it is basically the same size as a shield. Used to be, except for the frame is a little bit fatter, accommodating for this double stack magazine that they should have done a long time ago, in my opinion. But yeah, there it is. That's what we got in.
Now, you said that it's a little bit fatter.
It is a little bit fatter.
But technically, it's the same size.
The upper frame.
And it will fit in your already Smith & Wesson Shield fat guy holster.
Yeah, and your fat guy holster, which you should be going and buying at jxtactical.com or at Big Daddy Unlimited.
Because this in itself would be a perfect combination for the fat guy holster.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%.
Shield size, more ammo.
Yeah.
Fat guy holster in your waistband.
And the next one up, we have the Ruger Max 9. I first saw this on the old Colin Noir.
Colin Noir.
Yeah, that's how you say his name. Saw it on his channel. He basically.
Is that how you say his name? Because I've been calling him Colin.
Colin Noir.
That's racist.
Out. What is?
I'm just kidding.
It's part of your butthole. Racist,
man.
Everything's racist.
Your colon is part of your butthole, so that's not racist.
So this Ruger is basically competing with the same thing that Shield Plus is competing with, the 365, the P3, or the 43X, the Hellcat, all those small pistols that have a lot of rounds with it being very small still. And this thing is awesome. It also comes with not 30, but it comes with 12-round magazine. Because it has a little extendo on it.
So 12 plus 1 is what?
13 rounds.
So this one holds 13, and this plus one holds one. What?
13 rounds plus 1 in the chamber.
Which is what?
14 rounds. Then it also comes with a 10-rounder magazine, just like the Smith & Wesson.
Can go on a...
I'm smart.
We need to send him on a math competition.
We put this retarded. Did you see it?
Yeah, there's this.
It's go ahead and read it.
Funny because it says the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is bankrolling a group of activists who believe math is racist.
Go ahead and read that thing. It says, everybody how stupid they are. Go ahead.
Are you done talking about that?
Yeah. Go ahead. We're good. Go ahead.
It says a group of fringe educators have compiled a 6-part toolkit offering an integrated approach developing an anti-racist math practice viewed through a social justice lens. It chides the concept of mathematics being purely objective as unequivocally false. It argues focusing on the right answer to math equation is an example of white supremacy.
What the fuck does that even mean? Like, seriously, what does that mean?
What is happening?
So
I got lost.
They think that it's racist because a white person is answering it? I don't understand what that means. What if a Chinese person answers? Does that make it racist? What if a black person is answering the question? Does that make it racist?
It challenges the concept of mathematics being a purely objective as unequivocally false. It argues focusing on the right answer. Everything is in quotations. To math, math equations is an example of white supremacy. I don't get that.
So basically, what the lady that I saw the video of, I wish we could find it on Instagram.
We'll come back around to it.
I would play it. But anyway, we'll circle back around. Circle back. But the lady that I saw on Instagram was saying, it's not 1 + 1 = 2. It could be 1 + 1 = 5. We don't know.
That bitch is retarded.
That's exactly what she said. And I was just like, oh my God, this can't be happening. This can't be real.
I found another article. I'm going to read it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to read it.
Yeah, go ahead. I'll talk. Read it. You go ahead and read it out loud because I'm going to find this on Instagram.
What?
Somebody talk.
I'm going to read it out loud. Somebody talk. I don't want to read it out loud yet. I'm going to read it to myself.
Are you saying you're not a strong reader?
You're goddamn right.
Can you say that on a podcast?
What?
Sure. Go ahead.
And here we go.
Okay. Are we saying that 2 + 2, if you say it's 4, that's racist? I mean, that sounds like maybe mischaracterizing it. If you can quickly sum it up.
No, that's not mischaracterizing it at all. It's that math is basically racist under this ideology because it says there is no such thing as an objective reality. So 4 might not be the right number. 2 + 2 might actually equal 5.
Okay, quickly. So I died. Mr. Jade, are we saying that?
She literally said 2 + 2 might equal 5.
What school did she go to?
A retarded school.
I don't know if we can say retard. I know.
Well, we just said it 3 times.
Well, she's retarded.
She is straight up like, okay. But I don't understand how that still makes it racist.
Hold on 1 second. Let me look here.
Josh is like, let me see if I can find the answer to that. I still don't understand how that makes it racist. That just blows my mind.
I don't have enough dollar bills in here.
Okay, they're basically talking like we are.
I was just wondering, because if I have 4 $1 bills, okay?
You're holding up 8 right now. But
excuse me. 4 $1 bills. Yeah, I know. That was retarded.
Stop saying that.
Sorry.
We're going to get canceled. It's fine.
So if I have 4 $1 bills and I go to the grocery store.
You can buy the whole damn grocery store.
And I go in there. Yeah. If I go in there and I'm like, okay, I got 2 and I got another 2 and I got $5 now, they're going to look at me like I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah, basically.
Mm-hmm. Like, no, that's racist. I got $5.
You can't say it's not racist. You can't say it's not racist because it is. They said it was. It is.
$2 and another $2 is $5.
$2.
Prove me wrong or you're a racist.
Why would they not be able to be like $2? $2 and another $2 equals $500. I am rich.
Brother. No joke, man.
I can buy whatever the fuck I want. $2 plus $2 equals $57,000. I can buy a Tesla.
Actually, I'm not going to lie to you. After driving one, I was pretty fucking sick.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I drove a Tesla.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Josh drove a Tesla. That's right.
Which one?
I want to say it was the Y.
Version. Oh, the new one.
Yeah. It drove itself. Yeah. It was pretty cool, man. I ain't going to lie. It made me want a Tesla.
And that's what Joe Rogan says.
And the thing is, it makes fast.
Yeah, he says it makes other vehicles look stupid.
Like, you would think, like, supercars, right? Yeah. Supercars territory, 0 to 60 is like 2 seconds, right? This does that.
Yeah, like the new Roadster, I think it's supposed to do like 0 to 60 in like 1 point.
I wish I would have recorded
1.8
It threw me back in the seat.
Yeah, I've never felt like a...
I didn't even push the gas to the floor.
Yeah, he was... So
where
George,
did y'all drive one at? In Florida? Florida?
Yeah, one of the guys from Big Daddy had one. He was like, hey, man, he was like, put it to the floor. And Josh was like, I'm not doing that. He goes, yeah, you can afford a ticket. Put it to the floor. He's like, how does he know that? Like, he don't know if he can afford that ticket or not. Yeah. And then, but anyway, he was like, put it to the floor. So Josh was like, okay. And he did it, but I thought he did put it to the floor, but apparently he didn't.
No.
He just let you drive his car?
Yeah.
Huh.
He was a little inebriated to drive it. So he was like, I'm going to let make a smart decision and let a person that isn't.
Diabetes.
Yeah.
Got it.
It's a motherfucker, right? Anyway, he gets to drive Tesla, so that's pretty cool. But he said, he said, put it to the floor. Josh was like, okay. And he did it. I've never been in a vehicle and actually been sucked back to my chair like that before. And it gave me.
There ain't no chairs in a fucking car.
You know what I mean? Seat. It gave me chills. Like, and I've never felt that way before in a vehicle.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand if somebody's driving like a NASCAR or something like that. Maybe people that go to the NASCAR experience or whatever they have.
Dude, there was a cool, I get, what is it? What, a drag race thing that I did. They were, I think they ran off propane. I think that's a thing. I could be wrong. I don't know. But it was in Florida one time when I went down there when I was like in the eighth grade. Mm. And there was only, you pressed a button to switch the gears. But they were just like, all right, just watch the tree. And when it hits green, floor it. And I was like, okay. And it hit yellow. And I was like, ah! And then you hit a button to switch gears. And it was so goddamn fast. Yeah. It popped my back when it flipped me back.
Dude, I've never felt that way in a vehicle before. And like, you know, you know how you feel in planes, like when you feel them literally take off.
Yeah, that's my favorite part. But
this felt faster than that for some reason. And I don't know if it's just
because they're fast.
Because like, the torque is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's apparently, like, it was literally like you pull the trigger on a drill and it's drilling.
Yeah.
You push the gas on this car and it's fucking going.
Yeah. He said, because we were talking to him, and I was like, man, where's the trunk at on this thing? Or where's the engine at on this thing? Because I noticed you don't have anything in the trunk, and you don't have anything up front. He was like, well, the engines are actually on the wheels.
I was about to say, I think there's four separate ones.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't know that. He was like, this one has 200 horsepower, this one has 200 horsepower. And he was like, and all four of them have so much horsepower. And you can download new things to him. You just pay like so much money, and they just download to your car.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Don't they have like a ludicrous mode or some shit?
Probably.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
I don't know.
What's that, like Rap 2 or something?
When he told us this, I was like, there's no way. But he was like, it's like driving your smart car. Or it's like driving your smartphone.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And when we got in it and did all the stuff to get it going and stuff, it literally is like driving a phone. I don't know any other way to describe it.
Yeah, yeah. They're dope, man. I see them all the time.
He was like, pull down on the shifter like twice and push a button and whatever the fuck it was. I don't know. I have no idea. I'm going to be honest with you. I probably couldn't get in the thing again and get it to go. Well, but we were like going around a corner and he's like, take your hands off the wheels. And I was like,
nope,
you're a fucking idiot. Yeah. He's like, no, seriously, like hit this button and do this, whatever. And like, here we are going around this corner. Yeah. Like 50 miles an hour, and just I let my hands off the wheels and stick in my lap, and it's going around the corner, and
it was
like
so cool,
stopping behind cars, and I'm like,
the screen on that thing is about that big, right? As the laptop, and it shows you the cars around you, the lane that you're in, the cars in front of you, and behind you. So it has sensors all around it, and that's how it drives itself.
Yeah. I've seen a video of like what the car would see, like if you were the car and what it would see. It's pretty weird.
It was pretty rad.
The thing I could not get used to was you let off the gas and the motherfucker stops.
Yeah, it was like a...
Like it's like, eh, like a golf
cart.
Like a meat.
Eh. Yeah,
like
a golf cart. Yeah. I'm like, fuck no, I don't like this shit.
That's how I used to work at Toyota, and whenever the Prius, that's kind of how it was. Like the gas pedal kind of felt like...
Now,
Prius,
like I was driving. Are they all hybrid or are they like
half they hybrid have gas.
Half gas? No, they have gas.
Yeah.
You know, Ford came out with a new hybrid truck.
Yeah. Have you seen the new Mustang?
Mm-mm.
I don't know if it's the new Mustang, but they came out with a Mustang, but it's like a crossover. It's fucking weird looking.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Saw one in Atlanta.
Yeah, it looks stupid.
I was like, is that really the new Mustang? Because it even has the Mustang emblem on it and stuff.
I didn't know it was a Mustang until somebody told me it was a Mustang, because it doesn't look anything like it at all.
You know what I've been seeing a lot? I didn't know this was a thing either, but F-150, they have a Shelby version of an F-150.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd never seen one before, but I've seen three in the past, like, week.
In Atlanta?
I saw one in Chattanooga and two up in Atlanta.
Hmm.
The new Ford hybrid things are pretty cool. It's still got the EcoBoost engine like mine has in it, but it's built in a hybrid. And it says that you can basically power your house on it, like the power that's coming out of it. Because you have the things in the back of it that gives you the electric stuff for you to do like work if you're like taking it to a construction site or something. So you have 240 power in the back of your truck, basically 240 and then like two 120 outlets.
So you can run a welder off of it.
You can run a welder. You can run all kinds of shit off of it.
That's dope.
So basically what they say is you can actually plug it in the back of your truck, like the line, and take a line to your panel in your house and like have one set up for it where it goes into your house and like powers it or whatever. And you can actually plug it in your truck and your truck will run your house.
Mm.
Which is insane.
In theory, that sounds cool, but it's a Ford power in your house.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing.
In case you didn't know it, I like Fords and Josh does not like Fords.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I like a little bit of everything. I like to give you shit about Forbes. Yeah. Because I've never had somebody personally just get so defensive about it.
I mean, I'm not defensive. I like them.
Just saying. I mean.
I like Fords.
I like Fords.
I have no issues. I love.
Brandon drives Ford.
One of my favorite cars. You know what my favorite car is?
What?
A Lincoln Continental.
Miata?
Oh, man. By the way, I was going to tell y'all.
What?
No. I'm just kidding.
He drives a Continental. You kind of drive a Ford, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Mazda.
Yeah.
I was going to tell y'all, I don't know, I probably won't say his name on here. I don't guess it really matters. Probably nobody listen to this. But anyway, there's this guy in Maryville, and I went to go. This is why I asked you about that truck I was going to buy, or thought about buying, because he has a bunch of trucks there, and he's selling or whatever. You know that place is where he had the that auction house where they had all that old shit in there? They used to auction it off over there, East Broadway?
No.
Anyway, he bought that place, and he just sells cars out there now. And I was talking to him, and I was like, man, you know, talking to me about buying the truck or whatever. And then turns out he knew it was my stepfather-in-law, or my father-in-law. It wouldn't be my stepfather-in-law. It's my wife's step. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He knows him, and he was like, oh, yeah, he's into classic cars, right? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, let me show you these. He has a whole, like, top and bottom level full of this huge garage. Like, I'm talking as big as probably like three times the size of his house. Top and bottom full of cars in there. And he had like a Model T, like an original Model T that's not like a kit or anything like that. The original Model T.
Is his name James?
No.
Oh, never mind.
Does he sell meth? No.
He's an old dude that has a lot of stuff. And he's got like Galaxies in there, 500s, everything. I mean, just.
I wouldn't mind him.
He's got like 10 different Mustangs in there, like Shelbys and all kinds of stuff, like 56s, 65s, all kinds of shit.
Does he sell cocaine?
Might, I don't know, but
he puts it in the
he has
the
drug tires. Money. That's what
basically I was gonna tell you that we should go over and talk to him and take y'all in there and show you. It's amazing what he has in there, it'd be really cool. He's got Chevrolet stuff in there too, but he's really a Ford guy. That's what got me on the subject, I guess. He's got Chevrolets in there too. He's got a couple of trucks and a couple of Stingrays and all kinds of stuff.
If Ford made a pistol, would you buy it?
Absolutely. It's a Ruger right here.
They did. It was a 1911. Jammed every time.
Anyway, back to these guns, though. We got a Ruger Max 9. We put a Hollow Sun 507K on top of it because it's got a slide cut for it. And, you know, I bought this.
What do you think about it?
Dude, I like it. And the thing is I don't really want to, you know, put it out there really on this because we got a review coming out on it. I don't know if this will be out by then, so you'll have to watch the video to find out. But this is what we got in. And, dude, I like it. I'll just go ahead and tell you, I like it.
I like it, too.
It's small. I said in the video, I don't own any Ruger firearms except for, you know, 10-22s. That's basically all I got. But this one is pretty rad. For a pistol that's this small and holds this many rounds, this is what we're going to. Like, this is the type of firearms that are going to be coming out for here.
Oh, fuck that shit.
No, they will.
I'm going to keep carrying my big stuff.
I mean, I probably will too.
I'm like Clint Smith.
Actually, I don't. I carry a 43X right now.
I'm like Clint Smith. The bigger, the better. My backup gun should be bigger than my primary gun.
Yeah, you little fuckers can say that shit.
I don't give a damn. You know what? I'm hoping that
I'm going to start.
I'm going to carry a Glock 19 and my back
shoulder holster.
Shoulder holsters.
That's what Louder Crowder, that's what he wears.
Steven, oh, really?
Steven Crowder, yeah. Mm. Where it carries a Walther, I think, and a shoulder holster.
Glock 19, my backup gun's going to be an AK, and my backup gun to my backup gun's going to be a Barrett.
Barrett 50 cal.
You know what?
We do need to get one of those.
Yes, we do.
It would be awesome if Smoky Mountain would let us take those out.
Just need to buy one.
Have you ever asked?
No.
No.
You just need to sell something.
It's so expensive that they probably wouldn't let us.
Yeah.
But let us do everything.
I don't even
else.
Think they have any right now, do they?
Mm-hmm. Every time I'm in there, I swear I think I see one.
What do they have? The M82 or the M107?
There's at least three on the wall. I don't know what they are.
Well, if it's M107, we need to buy one.
I honestly don't know the difference. The M82.
Okay, so the big difference for all you guys that don't know, I'm going to go ahead and make it easy for you. No, it's actually not. Both the M82 and the M107, both are semi-automatic firearms. Mm. But the M107 actually has a fluted barrel. And the reason that they fluted the barrel is for not only recoil, but it can be suppressed. So the M107 is the only Barrett that can be suppressed.
Yeah.
M82 cannot, well, not saying it cannot be suppressed, but it will not work with a Barrett suppressor.
I don't give a shit about that.
I don't give a shit about that.
You know what? I want it to be suppressed.
I'm not lying to you. When I went to Windrock and I shot that Barrett, like, I don't know, I shot it like 8 times in one day.
Yeah.
I got vertigo from that shit.
But it was also the Barrett that you shot.
Probably.
If you shot a 107 with a suppressor, it would be no different than shooting your standard AR-50.
Now, I will say this. When we went to the Gundy's in Texas at, you know, Ox Ranch, I did shoot a 50 cal there, and I shouldered it. And it was less stress on my body shouldering it than it did when I was shooting it at a table, like at Windrock. So I don't know if that had to do with the actual rifle itself or what, but I don't know which one they had there. It was magazine, wasn't it? No, it was bolt action.
Yeah, it was bolt action. Cool. But it was actually made by, what was that company? Steyr. Steyr.
Oh, really? It wasn't a Barrett.
No, it was not a Barrett.
Didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, but that's pretty cool.
You probably put that on Instagram. I shouldered this Barrett.
I think I might have put 50 cal.
Okay. You probably put Barrett, and Barrett's over here like,
"I ain't us.
That ain't us." Yeah. Stire's like, actually, why the fuck does Barrett always get all the...
I think everybody just associates
50 cal, 50s
with 50 cals with Barrett.
That's how I am.
I mean, nobody knows who else fucking makes a 50 cal.
I was actually going to look on Gundy's Instagram and
see what Bushmaster, I think Bushmaster makes one. Well, Bushmaster made one. Bushmaster is no longer a company.
I didn't know that either. They did retweet. They did repost that video that I put me shouldering it. So that was pretty cool.
So
that might have been the gun.
Posted a video of him shouldering a 50. Yeah, just as a
50. The 50. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So if you did not know that, you know, Remington went out of business.
Right. Yeah.
So Remington actually had sub companies under Remington, Bushmaster being one.
Steyr Arms actually.
What?
Oh no.
Steyr Arms did what?
Actually commented and said, we're glad it was such a hit. Oh. Then they did one of them things.
Hey, I don't understand that. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So when Remington went out of business, when they closed up shop, whatever, several companies bought several names, Bushmaster being one of them. So Bushmaster was a company under Remington, but now somebody else bought them. So I don't know if they're going to continue the line of Bushmaster AR-15s or whatever, which kind of, I'm not going to lie to you, within the past couple of years when they did the Carbon 15 and a bunch of other bullshit, they kind of went wayside. Yeah. I mean, Bushmaster kind of
shit the bed,
kind of started sucking.
Yeah.
So,
like, used to, like, Bushmaster was a shit.
I've got an old XM15 Bushmaster in the old collection over there.
Remember that Bushmaster Ryan let us? What was his thing about that?
Was it a Bushmaster?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a Bushmaster.
Okay, so his thing was he had the TACCON trigger in it.
Okay.
And, okay, cool. You got a TACCON trigger. Man, like you got a $400...
Was it
a shitty trigger?
Was it a binary trigger or was it just like
it was prior to binary. What it is it you have safe, semi, and then the third position is the short reset. Which it's kind of like a Jerry Michalek, you know, competition trigger.
Oh, so it's just a competition trigger.
Well, kind of. It's
not
got
a binary.
Got a safe and a semi, which is your semi is like your mil spec mode.
Yeah.
And then your third position kind of gives it a little bit more bump up to make it a shorter reset.
But what was he saying about it?
Class 3 trigger.
And what the hell does that even mean?
That it required a tack stamp.
No way.
I was just like, it's a tack con.
Ryan, you lying motherfucker.
Like, cool. I guess if that's what you're into, but There's no way that trigger requires a tax stamp. If the FRT 15 does not require a tax stamp.
Rare breed trigger trigger.
If that does not
rare breed trigger trigger.
Yeah, if that doesn't require a tax stamp, ain't no trigger out there other than a M16 fire control group gonna require a tax stamp.
I just remembered that. I thought that was funny because I remember you, because at the time I didn't really know anything about it. And I just remember you being like, the fuck.
And that's the thing is, like, I know that Josh doesn't know a whole lot about the ATF. Cool. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Don't ever go down that rabbit hole, because once you start learning about it,
yeah.
You gotta talk to them some bitches.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Brandon.
Brandon likes ATF.
Fuck, I don't have an opinion. All
right, so you want to go over that?
Yeah, I'm going. Yeah. Let me hold it. I hold it.
There it is. Look at that. Got an old Prime Armor in today. Not today. We've had it for a while. But we did a video on this also. We don't want to give it away, but we did shoot one of these.
Give it away. Give it away. Give it away. Is it this one?
They can't really see that. So, yeah. No, it's not that one.
See it.
What's that? 45 ASIP?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So we shot Prime Armor today. I think you got their website is primearmor.us or something like that. If you Google Prime Armor, it'll basically come up.
Primebodyarmor.com.
Primebodyarmor.com. You should definitely go check those out. I give those guys an A+ rating in my book.
So it says that they're based in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, the guy I talked to was out of Oregon. They might be made in Houston.
It says based in Houston, Texas. Based.
Maybe the guy that works for them that does their marketing is from Oregon then.
Okay, well.
But, yeah, so they're made here in the United States. I will just say, go and watch this video when it comes out. I don't know if it's going to come out this week or next week, but it's pretty freaking interesting. And yeah. I don't want to give it away because it is awesome.
Blew my mind.
Yeah, it really did.
So. What about you, Brandon?
Yeah, man.
Would you gonna wear it?
Yeah. I'm fat. So this barely covers
what?
Me.
No.
Look at that. I guess it'll be more up here.
Hey, you know what? That's why they need to make a fat guy this thing body stinks. Armor. I know. That's what I said.
What do you mean it stinks?
Smell it.
He can't smell shit.
Yeah, I can't really smell it. But I will say this is the ammo that we were shooting earlier. The 308, the yeah. M80,
yeah,
made by Arms Corps. It kind of had a sulfur smell to it.
Well, that might is that what you smell? Smelling.
You smell sulfur in there?
I don't know what I'm smelling. Damn.
Yeah, it's strong. It's like a chemical, like a very strong chemical.
Like a kind of like I wanted to say firecracker, but not firecracker. It's more like
Brandon. You're a firecracker.
Baby, you're a firework.
So okay, wait.
What is that shit made out of again?
Polyethylene.
Polyethylene. So it's not
polyurethane.
Not polyurethane, which I kept saying repeatedly. It's not ceramic.
Polyamorous.
So. Sex. It's not ceramic, so it's not gonna shatter on you basically when you get two shots into it. It's not AR-500 steel like we're used to carrying. So it is a very light body armor that's about 4.5 pounds.
Just getting your finger in there,
and I'm telling you, you watch this video, and it'll blow your mind.
Yeah.
So
blew my mind, and we were the ones filming it.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. But right now, we're actually getting ready to get on the Tundra Tactical
podcast.
It's not a podcast. It's like a he should put it as a podcast, though. He should put it out. I mean, he's going to do this. He might as well record it and put it out as a thing anyway, audio.
Yeah.
But anyway, he does a live show, Tundra Tactical. It's on YouTube as Tundra Nation. So go check him out. We're getting ready to get on there right now, although – doesn't matter to you because this ain't coming out till Tuesday, and this is Saturday. So, sorry about your luck. But we're getting ready to get on there right now. We're up to about 40 minutes right now, so we're gonna call it that because we gotta get ready for this. And I'm good with it. What do y'all think?
Deal.
Okay. JX Tactical is where you can find the Fat Guy holster. You can also find it at Big Daddy Unlimited when they put it up on the website. You can also go to Ballistic Inc. and buy our merch because that helps support the channel very much, and we appreciate that.
Guys, you can also check out US Saw Shield at USSawShield.com And if you do sign up, use promo code BDGG. Not only does it help out the channel, but it'll save your ass in a pinch. Now, everything that we've actually that we just talked about with JX Tactical and Ballistic Inc. and US All Shield can be found at 76Tuesday.com.
Yeah.
That's our website. Guys, it's got links to all of our stuff, videos, podcast, the whole nine yards.
It's all there. So go check it out, 76Tuesday.com. And thank you very much for listening. Thank you very, very much for watching. And we'll see you guys next time. And stay vigilant.
Stay safe.
Stay alive.
Stay alive. All right, we're out of here. See y'all later.
See you. Bye.